Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
yeah.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Yep.
It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation. TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Friday, September 16, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a fabulous Friday morning for somebody, just not us. And that's just because we're not going to the bank yet. But we'll still do what we do. All right, Ray, what time is it?
1:32 Eastern time.
Again, but we're here, so let's do it. All right, it's Friday. We got any questions today? Everybody already know what's going on.
Just one, but you'll cover those questions in your opening statements.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. When do I think it's going to happen?
Not that question, but other questions you'll address, I'm sure.
There's nothing at the banks, so we're looking at nothing on this side. Nobody's on standby, alert. They don't have any windows at all, because we all know what we're waiting for. Today is the 16th. Tomorrow's the 17th. It's supposed to be the last day of the religious holiday, like I told you. Sunday is the 18th, which Al-Kazimi made a holiday. And then Tuesday is actually the day we're looking for to see what really happens. They are having meetings, conversations. They're saying secret conversations, everything else. The UN did tell them that they want them to make the decision themselves. But everybody knows if they don't, they can't do it. It will be done for them. Now, the only thing that we care about, we know about the U.S., is that they prefer Al-Kazimi, but they will work with anybody that Iraq comes up with. Great, there's some noise in the background. The U.N. telling them, we're not going to get involved. It's your government. Unless, and now Sadar's group is saying, if plan A doesn't work, they think plan B will be just fine, which is the U.S. and the U.N. taking over the government, making it a temporary government with full powers and giving them a year to do the election anyway. So Sadar is willing to take it to the limit, I guess. The people are gearing up for October the 1st or the 10th, if things aren't settled by then. To hit the streets. The framework knows that. And they'll know any government that they actually come up with won't last because everybody has told them, the U.S. has told them, the U.N. has told them, the European Union has told them, if it's not something Sadar can live with, then it's not going to work. So, there's a bunch of ifs, ands, and what-ifs out there with some members of the framework saying they don't need the Sunnis as the prime minister. But, of course, Maliki coming out saying that's our guy and his little group and we're not going to change. We don't care what nobody says, which, of course, we know probably won't happen. So, everybody's just waiting for the holiday to be over, for the meeting between Amiri, Bazani, and Halabusi to take place, which they hope takes place with Sadar. And it'll be something that everybody can live with and the country can go on. Good thing for us. Oil is going back up. The price of dinar is going back up. Iraq has the richest reserves that they have ever had, more money than they've ever had, which values their country, values their currency, which is right where we want it. And the U.S. has put them on notice. Iraq, if you don't come up with a government that Sadar can live with, if you don't come up with a new agreement with Kurdistan, other than what the federal court said, the U.S. will pull out all their companies, and so will all the international companies, and your country will collapse. If you don't change that federal rule, why is that important? Because Maliki and his guys are putting out comments today. Al-Kazimi has bowed down to the north and forgot about the central and southern, that he's illegally giving Kurdistan money, the $200 billion a month that he was giving them, that it's in violation of what the federal court says. And everybody else is saying, well, the federal court was wrong. So you guys better figure out how to change it. And the only way they can change it is to make it a law that that agreement stands. So everybody's giving them warning, telling them what needs to happen. and that they need to make it happen in order to survive. So we're actually looking good. They're doing nothing but buying time, wasting time, with Maliki trying to force an issue that I don't think he can force, which is the prime minister name itself. And everybody's telling them you need to pick somebody that Sadar agrees with. Somebody else that he agrees with. And some people said they've submitted three other names, with Abadi being one of them. And why would Sadar agree with that when the people already ran him out of office? I don't know. But that's where we are. So we're in a good position. We're still waiting. Not for tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be last day of the religious holiday, but by Tuesday, to see if they have the meeting, a date for a meeting. And nothing negative, I don't think, will happen until the 1st of October or the first week in October. So they still have time to come up with a plan. All right, Ray, let's see what's going on.
Okay. That'll take us to live questions. 754, Erica, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Another
good afternoon.
Miserable rainy day here in South Florida. I know you need that rain, Tony, but we're getting it like crazy here. My questions are just what will the public do, the citizens of Iraq, if they cannot reach an agreement? Will it reach bloodshed in the streets? Will it be a march like last time? And how soon will the other countries like the Europeans and the United States and the UN step in? What's the time frame for these countries?
Well, it looked like if they don't agree, it will be bloodshed in the streets, because if Sadar's guys come out there, Maliki said he's going to send his guys, and they're the ones with the guns. So as soon as it happens, I think we'll see the U.S. step in probably within 48 hours. 72 at the most, they're going to step right in before they can just totally destroy the country itself. And we should see the change that we want from there.
And do you think that the fact that the United States said if you don't come to a resolution on this and get a government seated and get the people what they need, that they're going to pull out everybody out of the country, will push them forward? Or do you think they really couldn't care less? Maliki died and...
Now, first of all, the government is saying give the people what they want for the benefit of your country. They're saying if they don't change the Kurdistan agreement, the federal ruling, it's going to force them to pull out all the U.S. countries, then all the international countries, and your country's going to collapse regardless of what you do. We're going to make sure that happens, because that's the plan. So they're forcing them to change that ruling. And so that wipes out Maliki's argument, because even if Al-Kazimi was doing something wrong, whoever the new prime minister is better do the same thing. And they're letting them know right now. So that's on that portion. So there's two things. If you guys don't come to an agreement, and what is the agreement? They're saying you better make Sadar happy. That's what everybody's saying. That's what the European Union is saying. That's what the Union is saying. That's what the U.S. is saying. We don't care what you guys do, but you better make him happy, or there's going to be no agreement. And as soon as that rioting starts, that October revisitation or anniversary, then they have no choice but to step in and get the end result of what it was going to be anyway. Temporary government, because they're not going to call it a caretaker government. It's going to be a temporary government that has the power to make the changes and have a vote in 1 year. That's what we can see.
Okay, those are my questions for today. Thank you, and have a great weekend. I'll pass
right,
it on to the next caller.
Bye.
Thank you.
Drive.
360 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, man?
Did you miss me?
Well, sure. You know what? I knew you were going to be here today because you didn't send me a text. But more important than that, I have a friend who's a preacher. And I'm going to say it again. He's a preacher. He might be listening. Some people know who he is. He was a substitute teacher last year for some eighth graders. And they actually attacked him. So I'm telling you. You told me I was feeling sorry for you. I was like, what?
Well, I can sympathize with him because when I first started doing sub-teaching, I went to the high school, and that didn't last long. And so although I was more in the attack mode than they were, but that's how that works. And so I went to the grade school and pre-K. Now, that pre-K is before kindergarten, and for those of people that don't remember kindergarten, it was a long time ago for me, and I left yesterday because yesterday was part of that, and I had just a mild headache, and I got in my vehicle and just enjoyed the quiet. It was lovely.
I know
anyway,
you did.
I digress, but you tell your friend that I think it takes the strength of God to get you through something like that, especially dealing with eighth graders. But anyway, Tony, I'm curious for your comments on, because we've been talking a lot about the nuclear deal going through or not going through and what effect that will have and how Iran will react and so forth. And apparently they had a guest, Ayman, come in and talk, and this is all coming out of the articles that Tish had posted. Maybe you saw the article or not, I don't know. But he was saying that Iran and Iraq will never be separated. And I found that to be, you know, it's like not believing Putin when he said what he said. So I kind of figured that that's one of the things. And the other was that with the problems going on with Kurdistan and basically Kazemi just saying, screw yourself, we're going to pay him anyway because that's what we've made the agreement, we're going to do it. And if we're dealing with the Supreme Court, then we already know they're Iranian, so that doesn't make any difference. So that leads me, I guess, to the bottom line of it is there's going to have to be a bloody nose somewhere for this thing to come to some form of resolution. And I have a tendency to lean towards the idea that we're going to end up with the EU and everybody else going back in there to straighten up a real mess and solve the problem. That's my opinion. What's yours?
Well, first of all, Iran and Iraq will always be together. They have no choice, okay? Because just like right now, this religious holiday, and from that area, the pilgrimage is always to Iraq. And that's what he said. 3 million Iranians went over to Iraq for the religious holiday. That's going to happen every year, regardless who runs the country. That part. So they won't be separated. Does that make it harder to do the things they want to do and get near people out of their government? Absolutely. But we know that's not going to happen overnight anyway. But that's one of Sadr's main things. That's one of the new government's main things. Anybody holding government office can't be a dual citizen. They figure at least that way they can get them out. Now, dual citizens, because it came up today, T 15,000 politicians, people of influence and with money, have become dual citizens in the DR. And you say, what are they doing that in the DR and not in Iran? Because that's where they're smuggling the money to now. That's how they're getting it out of the country. And those people who are smuggling it, and guys, we always think this is a horrible thing, but I'm going to explain it to you. In the DR, they have to buy a house for $300,000 in order to get a citizenship. They have to keep it for 3 years, and then they can sell it and still remain citizens. But that's how they get to be citizens. Or they have to invest $100,000 into a business and become a business partner in order to become a citizen and then do it. But they're doing it because that allows them to smuggle money out of the country. And they said the rich people have a different program that they use. But that's for anybody and everybody who wanted to do it. You got to have some kind of money in order to do it. But that's how the lower politicians, people of wealth, the contractors, the ones that are corrupt, are all moving the money out of the country through that citizenship program. I think 5-6 years ago, I tell you guys that we had a citizenship program. God, I didn't forget the number because I want to call it 501c, but I can't remember what it really was. With Dominican Republic is a DR. Sorry, guys. But it's called All right. So, you know, somebody just texted me and said, what is the DR? So, anyway, Dominican Republic. Anyway, the U.S. has a program I told you guys about where in Japan, they can pay $500,000 to get a visa over here. And they have to go to school or become part of business, but it costs $500,000. You go to the front of the line where everybody else is standing at the border hoping somebody lets them in to file their asylum papers and everything else. There is another program in place. Somebody should remember that because I tell you guys and you can give it to me. So when I look at things like that, I'd be like, they're not the only ones. Here they're crooked. It's crooked right here in the U.S. every day. They're not the only ones threatening violence, you know. Iraq is looking at if Maliki gets charged or something, he still has enough followers that it could be a problem unless, what, they bring absolute proof, which they're trying to do. What about the recording? So Maliki first put out his statement today, saying that all the recordings that are on the internet that you see, that you hear, they're all fake news. Somebody made them all up in my name, and I want them to take my name off, blah, 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 blah. Man, this stuff starts in one country and just goes around the world, doesn't it? Oh, my God. So, that's how they're supposedly going to maybe get him out of it. I don't know, because he's saying it's not me, it's not me. I never said that. Somebody put that together because it's coming to the forefront, and they want to know why they're not doing anything. Somebody's going to have to conclude that investigation. And before they said, well, he never said it wasn't him. Well, so this morning he says it's not me. I didn't do that. So if we're looking at Iran and Iraq being together forever, if we're looking at Kurdistan, that was your second question, was Kurdistan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Again,
well, the other half of my, the finish of my first question was, do you think it's gonna they're gonna have to have a fight before it changes?
I don't think so. I think Maliki is gonna go right to his limit. Because, look, if they fight, he loses. I mean, he's going to lose anyway. But if they fight, right, the streets, he got to go out the country. They'll start killing people. If he does exactly what that recording says, ordered them to start shooting people down the streets, then the U.S. has to remove him from the country, and then, you know, he has to live in Iran forever. I mean, he has no way of being part of the government at that point. And Iran can't deal with it. Oh, the other thing was the Iranian deal. So I don't see him actually doing it, even though he did for that brief period of time, but knowing there's going to be millions and millions of people this time, there's no way they can win, and knowing that the international community already said, we're going to step in, but we let it get that bad. We're going to step in, and he's going to have to lose at that point, my opinion. If we look at what's going on with the Iran-Iraq deal, I mean, Iran-U.S., the nuclear deal, and it looks like it's not going to go through. It's a stalemate. The European Union is saying that Iran was asking too much, that they're the cause for it not going through. But you'll see what Iran did today. As soon as they figure, okay, this is not going to work, we're not going to get what they want, they ran right over to Russia and China and said, hey, we want to join your union. It's called SPO instead of NATO. They applied 15 years ago. Never happened. Now they're saying, we want to do that right now because they know what is happening. Because now Iran, Russia, and China together destabilize the U.S. dollar, because that's what their goal is internationally, as being the number one trading currency, everything else, because Iran, even though they're in competition with Russia as far as the oil market, they can carry a huge share of the global oil market, and that's what they're kind of, they're going to try and do it through.
Right.
So.
Right.
We'll see. Things are changing on a daily basis.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think I muddied the water enough, and I'll get out of the way and let somebody else get in. I appreciate it for both of you, and I just so that I put my stamp of approval on everything, I do appreciate everything both of you guys do, and I know it's the yeoman's job, and so well done to both of you. Thanks, Ray, and thanks, Tony.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Give me a hole if you got your funky butt spare.
Two-eight-one area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing today?
How are you?
Man, I'm good.
To the
Instagram. Good. I'm good. So I do have some questions today. So, Tony, if the U.S. takes over, how long will that process take, you think? And if that's the case, will the RV happen right away, or will it be put on hold if they have to take over?
If they have to take over, again, I think it'll be within 30 days where they'll name the new government, just like they did last time. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's 10 days, 15 days. They'll name them as a temporary government instead of a caretaker government, because they won't make the same mistake. They'll leave Al-Kazimi in there, I think, because that's their goal. It's the one thing the framework and Iran don't want, and it's the one thing that everybody else does want, and that's why Malik is fighting so hard.
Mm-hmm.
During that year, because that temporary government will have the power to do the budget, which they need, price of oil will go up, especially if Iran joins with Russia, and changes the market, which they think may be a possibility, and we could still see the RV by January with the new government. We can see it before that if they do this, but if the U.S. has to take over and go in and rename them, and they have to name new parliament members, there'll be a new government within a year. So they've already established that. They'll do away with parliament, do the vote over 1 year, but they wanted to do it next October. So that's the time frame we're looking at for it to be reset. Is that the time frame we're looking at for the RV to happen? No. If Al-Kazemi, Saleh and them stay in there, everybody knows the direction they're going in. They can now enforce the contract and agreements that Al-Kazemi has been putting in place and Maliki has been saying they're all illegal. We'll see this a whole lot faster and easier. And that's probably the way it's going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm. So all of the international people that is coming over into Iraq to do business, will their contract be null and void if that happens, or everything will still stay in place?
It is staying in place as long as Al-Kazemi's in place.
Okay.
That's why they want that. If Sudanese guy goes in and Maliki and they'll start running things, they've already said they're all illegal because that's not what Iran wants. They don't want that many people coming in influencing Iraq. So that's
right.
Why Maliki's so hard for Al-Kazemi to leave.
Okay. So the people that received the new rates on their cards a couple of weeks ago that you shared with us, I'm assuming they're not using those cards? Everything is on hold for them?
Yep.
Okay.
They're not using them because everybody just thought it was going to go through. They were notified again. So none of that part changes. Whenever people think it's going to happen, they all get ready. It just didn't happen.
Okay. And that means then the Iraqi people that had the appointments with the banks over here, they're on hold as well then, huh?
They're on hold as well. Nobody's going in. Nobody's doing any exchanges.
Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions. Thank you. And we guess we wait and see like we've always done. Wait is our main word, I guess, in this
patience.
In our community.
Patience. Patience.
Huh?
All right. I said patience.
Yeah.
Is our word.
Yep.
Yep.
It's true.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
You too. Good
bye.
Week.
610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning,
greetings,
Tony.
Sir.
It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA, and I'm going to keep it short so that you can get some other callers in because of the late starts on the other calls. So, short version here. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. It's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That helps Ray track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions and follow the prompts as you go through. In the block where you were asked to type in your name on the card, after you have typed in your name on the card, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. This way, it helps Ray track those payments as they come in. At the bottom of the page, after you have typed in your debit or credit card information, is the blue pay key. After you have clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Live Talk Radio Show. This way you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and make it a dynamite rest of the weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
All right. That takes us to 312 area code. You are on.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Ray Ran. Good morning, Tony. How are you guys?
Greetings. Fantabulous, sir.
How are you doing?
Nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent, super fantastic, and all of that good stuff. I don't have any questions because they were answered by the first caller and by Imaginary. I was thinking on things that they touched on. So, Tony, you answered the questions, my wonderings and ponderings in my mind. You already answered them. But so I just want to hang on and say hello to you guys. It's been a while since I spoke to you guys. And just to thank you for everything that you do and continue to do as we patiently wait for Tuesday to see if anything is going to happen in our favor. So thank you very much and have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
I shall. See you soon.
Okay.
205 area code. You are on. 205-393. 205-393.
Okay. 281 area code.
You are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. I'm sorry. Hello. I didn't push the button. My question was answered with Imaginary. Sorry,
okay.
I didn't push the button, Mr. Ray.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
You all have a blessed and great weekend. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Three, five, two, area code. You are on.
Hey, fellas. What's up there, guys?
Hey.
Hi, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, since today was my birthday, man, I started to take the day off, but I said, I better get on in and ask some questions. So anyway, hey Tony, you know, part of Siddhartha's making him happy, and I'm piggybacking off of what you said earlier, is ridding the government of corruption and going after Maliki, making sure this man pay for his crimes. Am I right or wrong?
That is true. That is his point. And he wants to get all the corrupt out, but he especially wants to make sure Maliki cannot be part of the government again.
Okay. All right. And something else I have here, the former advisor of the central bank, I'm trying to pronounce this guy's name, but anyway, he had a conversation with this other guy. His name is Al Jadid or something. He said that Al-Kazini government implemented a package of major reforms in conjunction with the rise in oil prices as Iraq's monthly income reaches nearly $11 billion from selling crude oil. Now, first thing, I noticed they keep using the dollar. I thought they was banned from MPC. And secondly, go ahead.
I said, no, that won't happen until the RV is announced. So go ahead.
Okay. And the second, these reforms.
Wait. The first thing is, first of all, you got to explain MCP so I'll get a bunch of text here.
It's multi-currency practices. All right. In other words, using the dollar and then using the dinar. And I thought the United States said, well, they can no longer use the dollar. They can only use the dinar and not the dollar. Am I right or wrong?
No. And we won't dictate that. Their country dictates that. When the value of the dinar goes up, they'll no longer need the dollar on the street. They will always use the dollar to do international trade, though. But it's
but
only after the fee occurs.
But I'm saying that's what MPC stands for. Am I right or wrong?
It's multiple currency press. Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Okay. Now, secondly, the reforms. Those reforms, that are they for the citizens, or is this just for to use the service food law to do businesses to do projects?
No, you guys think about this for a minute. Al Kazemi, what did he say he did?
Say it again.
What did Al Kazemi do?
He said his government implemented a package of major reforms in conjunction with the rise in oil prices. As Iraq's monthly income reaches nearly $11 billion from selling crude oil.
Okay. And again, you guys think about it. This is what has been happening for the last year. When Al-Kazemi's government and the Shibak changed the rate of the dinar, because the country is going down. They saved the country, but they hurt the citizens. They said, this is the price we have to pay. But in doing that, he initiated some of the reforms that were in there. He did the banking laws. He did the contracts. He got all these countries to come on board. All these are things that he did. He changed smuggling at the border. All these things have brought more currency into Iraq, have built up their reserves to the highest they've ever been, even during the price of oil going up. All of that was during the reforms. All of that was him trying to implement the five-year plan for the white papers. He did all that. He made it happen. And again, it's the very reason Maliki and Iran don't want him there.
Okay. And then the next thing I have. And it's apparent that President Biden was depending on this to pay down the deficit because he hadn't mentioned it anymore. So I would think the U.S. would jump in there with, you know, through all fours and try to get this thing done so he can pay down the deficit. He hadn't said anything else about it since. He was going to do it in June, supposedly, start paying it down, and he hadn't said anything else about it.
That's right, because I didn't see any way he was going to do it, to tell you the truth. So he hasn't, but they're still planning on it. I mean, you know, one way or the other, they just want to go the easy route. They come up with a government, look really great, and everybody going there to do what they're doing. Guys, you got to remember think about it. When the finance minister says, I know names, I know deals, when those two ministers says, hey, we're going to put out everybody's corrupt and what they've done. Well, some of that corruption involves your government. They're involved in paying deals, making side deals, paying people off, just like their people have. Because where do you think they got the money from? Or who do you think they got the money from? You can't have a corrupt deal only going in one direction. It's corrupt, what I said, when people are trying to get a business license and that local diplomat or office person say, hey, you need to pay me extra $5,000. I got the business license, but it's going to stay in my file cabinet. That's one form of corruption. But all these deals and contracts, these oil agreements that's going in there, you think somebody just said, oh, yeah, I'll give you the best deal? No. I bet you 99.9% of those deals are corrupt. They all dealt with money changing hands. People getting paid off to sign off on that deal, and nobody wants that part exposed. So there is no innocent party. You know what? I got to throw this in here real quick. I got a friend of mine who's a Republican. God help him. He's a Republican. And every time we get to this debate, but everything that's wrong with the world, everything, I'm telling you guys, I don't care what it is, Democrats did, every act of corruption in the government, the Democrats did it.
And even if I point to some, I'm just going to say, how can you just say one party is both parties don't have some corrupt people? Nope, just one party. Everybody in the whole party is corrupt. I mean, does that make good common sense to anybody? No. So how can we just say Iraq is corrupt or Iran is corrupt? Because there's corruption throughout and at all levels, and they're trying to wave it out. Iran is just the biggest culprit of actually taking it from the people, and they're not benefit from it. The U.S. actually gave it to the people, and for you guys who have been here, I told you 10 years ago when they were flying $4 billion a month into Iraq. Where did that money go? $4 billion a month, and nobody knows where it went. Trust me, somebody knows exactly where it went. Exactly where it went. And nobody wants it to come out, but that's okay. But nobody's innocent here. They're just trying to pick, you know, the better of two evils. If you're an Iraqi citizen and you're looking at it, or who can help you the most. But anyway, it's corruption.
Yeah, yeah. Ray might hang up on me. They kill me with this open border crap, when in fact President Obama had to deal with 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country, man.
All right.
Think
it's
about that.
Nothing to do with what we're doing.
Yep. Ray might hang up.
We're on the subject matter. All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. We'll say happy birthday to you, though, since you said today's your
birthday. Oh, yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Not acknowledge your birthday.
All right.
So wish you happy
Thank
birthday.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, 954, Erica, you're on. 954-260.
And then you got to get over the left line.
You got to pay attention. 210, Erica, you are on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I heard you say, can you hear me? Can you pick up your phone?
No.
You cut them off?
Yep. I didn't hear anything.
Oh. He said, can you hear me? But he was on a speakerphone. But all right, go ahead. Who's next?
Okay. Well, that was it. Let's see. What was that? That was 210, Erico. Let's see if he calls back in. We'll get him then. If he was having telecommunication problems. I didn't hear it. I heard you say, can you hear me?
Oh, that's because he said it. I was saying, yes. Anyway, all right. All right, guys.
Hold up. Let's see if he dials right back in. We can grab him. Nope.
Oh, you don't just mute people. You hang up on them. Is that what you did?
Yep. If you're not paying attention, you don't need to be up here in the first place.
Oh, my God.
these folks that want to be this is people that plan to be millionaires one day. Already wanted to have been millionaires. And they can't do simple stuff. Millions of dollars.
Mm. All right, guys. It's Friday's religious day. And nothing is really going to be determined today. Everybody's hoping. We are hoping that those backdoor meetings that they're taking place are going to prove some kind of result. They submit new names. Iraq is getting warned. The UN is warning them. The EU is warning them. The US is warning them. This is your opportunity. You better figure it out. So they got till the end of the month. I mean, Saddam's guys are not supposed to do anything to them, but they are planning. They are doing that on Twitter, everything else. They are making their plans for a 2 million march. So we'll see how that ends up. But we still have time for it to work out the other way, and we'll see. So Tuesday may be a big day for us. Hopefully they announce a day for the meeting, announce the new names. There are people within the framework itself saying that the Sudanese guy does not have to be their prime minister. Maliki and his guys are the only one saying we're not going to change our mind, but they don't control. The only other thing that Maliki did say that made sense, it hasn't happened, he said that the Kurds and the Sunnis have not said that they reject that guy as their prime minister, that they haven't given any opinion on it at all. So the only ones who really don't like him is Sadar. Maliki is saying that. The independent. So we'll see if that changes. Kurdistan did say that they've come up with a name, an agreement. So they know what that is, but they're still trying to agree on a few more details before they make their announcement. So we'll see. Once Kurdistan makes their announcement, guys, they have nothing to do but form the government. So that is going to be a big part of it. Anyway, the beat goes on. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. Have a good weekend. All right, Ray?
Okay. Hey, you know, Tony, you asked me about posting the L.A. bus party tour in the forum. And I didn't get around to it because it was full. But now that it's back open again, we have two seats available. I'll get it posted in case there's someone who wants to hang out with us and take that party tour while we're in L.A. next
week. You got two seats available, so you're going to put it out there to 2 million people? Okay.
Well, I mean, you got to let somebody know there's two seats available. So the first two to go grab it, and they have a seat on the bus.
All right. Is everybody aware of what's going on in L.A. and in Sacramento? Is everybody aware?
The L.A. folks, too late. They know. If they register for the training, then they know about the bus party, the party bus.
I was talking about the training part.
Oh, well, it's been in the forum for a couple of weeks now. Both of them.
What about the people
L.A. and Sacramento? Everybody can access the forum.
Oh.
It's in
all right, guys.
The free section.
Training class is going on in L.A. and Sacramento next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. So be there, be square. How about that? That's a thing in the
past. And then I'll also throw out another little FYI, because some folks need advanced information. These wannabe millionaires. But also, October training sessions coming up in October for Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Jacksonville, Florida. So look in the latest blasts and tweets if you want to register for one of those. If you're not on the list or already get advanced notification, it's in the latest blast. It'll be in the latest blasts and tweets. And you can also register that way if you want to grab a seat. All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this week. Getting ready for the weekend. We'll talk to you on... we'll talk to you on Monday. We'll be here. Marvelous on Monday. I had to think for a second. Monday it is. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. We're not looking for anything exciting to happen, so just lay low, chill out, relax, release. We'll talk to you on Monday.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe.
about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.